Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Water cooler,
wild, wild,
but out.
Water cooler,
winning, winning, winning.
Water cooler,
but out.
Hey, welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 360. We're doing a full rotation. So thank you so much for tuning in. You know the show goes. I, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my Kroll Digital Buds and Kaylin and Matt with me today in studio. Gary Smith.
What's up?
Hey, Gary gave me the full neck rotation, too. Mike Dawson's here.
What's up with the 360?
It's episode 360, so we're doing some 360s.
We didn't do any 69s.
Oh, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 15. But Dawson, if that were the case, then you got to do like five 69s on somebody.
That's
right
a lot. No, that's not a lot.
Not what you're asking for.
I'm just looking for the math.
Okay, and all the way in Long Beach, California, Kaylin Bean.
What's going on?
Hey, Kaylin and
hello,
Matt Fondelier in Austin, Texas.
Hey, brother.
There we are. We're all here.
I miss you guys.
I miss you
so much.
It's
been a long time. It's been a week.
We're coming off a really nice holiday weekend. I'm in such a good mood. We all are. I mean, we all kind of needed that break. We're all riding high. Nothing could bring us down. Yeah, just such a good mood. But before we started the show, Kaylin's like, oh, I have an anecdote I want to share. So I'll just give the floor to Kaylin.
I can't wait.
What's going on, buddy?
Beaming to hear this fantastic story you're going to tell us.
I was riding very high off the holiday yesterday, too, but... I started my day very early. I left at like 8 o'clock. I worked all day long doing pond cleanings and podcasts. I'm driving home. It's like
pond and pod. Not bad day. Pod.
It was a very long day and I was very tired. And I was driving home. I was on the 5 freeway. I was almost home.
Oh, great. Uh-oh.
And there's a pretty good amount of traffic and some fucking asshole just comes out of nowhere, sideswipes the front of my car and drives off.
No.
And again, there's too much traffic to really be following this guy, but even if there wasn't traffic to try and like race up to get him, he was probably going like 90 miles an hour where I was going 65, and he was weaving just in and out of, and I was kind of trying to follow and I was like, I can't keep up with this. There's nothing I can do. I am fucked.
Did you get the license plate? Anything?
It is not as easy as you think
to get license plates. Because I always, when I drive, I prepare myself for the situation. I think, okay, if this car asks me up, what's his license plate, Chris? And then I look real quick and I look away and I recite it. And then I'll forget it 3 minutes later.
It's
maybe
harder
less.
Than it. It's harder
yeah,
than
Yeah, I
seems.
Don't know why people are like, oh, you catch the plate? Dude, I know it's only, what, seven alphanumeric characters. Maybe a handprint, but it's hard to memorize all of that.
Easier with the handprint.
Yeah, it is easier. Now, in California, the typical format, if you don't have the black license plate, is a number, three letters,
and then three
numbers.
That's for a car. It's different for a truck, but for a car,
okay,
right.
And it's not like – and there's so many cars out there. Like, okay, before we ask Kaylin, did he get a make and model?
I'm sure – I bet he got a make. I don't know if Kaylin cares enough about cars to know a model on site.
And I think that's a majority of the population.
Yeah.
Matt, do you think Kaylin got a make and model?
No, because he said he came out of nowhere. Like you're saying, this guy's
a little bit.
Yeah, but if he was following
close
him.
To me, I'm not sure you were.
If
following
you're tailing
him,
and now you're hyper focused on not letting this guy go.
Dawson, what do you think?
I think he's going to be able to narrow it down to either European sports car. Japanese import
sports car. Now let's do some profiling.
No American automobile
or American car. Yeah, so or American car. I think he'll get the country of origin, but not not so the direct.
What kind of car would do this?
What kind of car would?
It's not about
this?
The car. It's about the person.
Whoa,
dude! Cars don't kill people.
Like what make and model of a person, then, Gary?
Well, you know what? If we're gonna do that, let's see what make and model we all are.
All right, Caitlin. So tell us what was this car? And
he's being questioned on all sides.
I'm sorry.
Now.
Kaylin's got to step away. Oh, my God.
That's his lawyer going, you don't say a word about this until we figure this out.
So, the make and model of the car was the color black.
I actually was going to say that. The black car. That's what I thought he was going to say.
Whatever kind of car it was, the emblem was not prominently displayed on the back. But this is kind of how it went. I could see him coming out of my peripheral vision, and he was way too close, obviously. So I, hit my brakes, and then I heard like a light thud. And then it took me about 3 seconds to go, like, one, I'm kind of scared right now.
Yeah.
And two, like, did this really just happen? And by the time I came to, he had gone like all the way into the far right lane and then all the way into the far left again, like beyond a set of cars. So there was like a set of cars or two in front of me at this point. Then I'm like, okay, I got to try and like stay on this guy's ass. So I'm kind of starting to try and drive but he's going so crazy. He's just getting more and more cars ahead of me at this point. And I'm like, there's nothing that I can do.
How much damage?
So the front left part of my bumper or the part that the bumper's not the bumper, but the part the bumper's connected to has a dent in it. And there's like scratches all over the side of it, too.
What was the plan for following this car? What was the end game?
Don't know. I just thought that that's what I needed to do, because if I don't do that, I'm fucked.
This and then is what you realize, do.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
A little bit of James Bond instinct here try to get him off the road might have been.
It's a little intimidation factor.
The license plate thing would have probably been my move. Like, okay, I'm going to try and just see that license plate and try and remember as long as I can until he gets away. But at that point, I couldn't even get that.
Maybe even take a picture if you have it. If you have for people listening, if this, if that. Just grab your phone, take a photo, and then you can zoom into it later. That might work.
Yeah, I would not suggest trying to take a picture while you're trying to speed.
I don't know. I don't know.
It won't be a problem.
I know what I do, but I don't know if it's what you guys would do. So
swap out the quarter panel.
Yeah. No, I would chase him down like Kaylin did. Yeah. I would speed up. I would, since I'm a pretty good driver, I would get ahead of him, and then I'd do that move where you go and do a 180, and then you start going in reverse and just look at the guy.
That'd be smart.
And I just while I'm driving in reverse on the freeway, I'd look at him and I just like mouth your
take
dead.
Out your Polaroid and take a picture. Like
Exactly. Oh, see, I take a picture. Oh, analog though. That's right. Yeah. And then I just mouth you're dead. You're dead meat, buddy. And then I go 180 again.
Yes.
And
e-brake it.
You got to do the double.
So right, now, of course. And then I go e-brake. Away. Yeah. And I'm now I'm just speeding down the freeway. I'm doing tricks. There's a ramp there. I go
you
up
just
it.
Did a 360.
And then, I did. That's
and then
right.
fucking three assault choppers come flying in and just hover above this guy.
And then now I'm the one that's wanted. And everyone's like, this guy's driving irrationally. He just got sideswiped lightly. Yeah. But this guy is causing some mayhem on the freeway. Then I'm on the news. I'm weaving through neighbors. I'm looking. There's so many cops. I'm five-star GTA wanted level.
Says
Dawson's
user.
Watching me on the news.
Yep.
Yeah, PlayStation user runs from cops.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. See, and now I have to get away.
Thinks LA freeways are video games.
So I go underneath an overpass, and I wait it out. Because they good. The camera just goes to the overpass, but I don't come out.
No, he went over.
And is he still
the
under
underpass.
There? And so the helicopter then lands on the freeway, because of course they close the streets. And the helicopter lands, makes that noise. Mm-hmm. The general of the Pentagon gets out. He goes, where is this guy?
He's sucking on a cigar. Where is this guy?
And there's nothing.
Nothing. Gone.
There's
vanished.
Nothing but a card. A playing card. Deuces.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled.
I'm gone. That's what
I
do.
Sorry about your car, Kaylin.
That's what you should have done, Kaylin.
Next time.
That's what you should have done.
This is the insurance company. Doesn't the insurance have like hit and run coverage? Like this wasn't your fault? Like, can't you get a claim or something?
I put in a claim, but I do not feel very good about them covering it because I am also dealing with another claim that happened to me.
Tough times.
At the end of July, in which a uninsured motorist rear-ended me.
Oh, Jesus.
And neither my insurance will cover it because it doesn't meet my deductible, and she's uninsured, so the fucking insurance on her car is not going to cover it either. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Man, just stay off the road, dude. Just stay home.
Yeah.
The license plate doesn't really do much for you, by the way.
Because you can't, they can't, they'll say, oh, I wasn't driving the car. Like,
oh,
right?
Really?
Isn't that
Gary
what
goes,
I was thinking?
Yeah, because that does, it doesn't seem like it's enough either for me.
Well, I think if you call the cops with it, they'll just be like, yeah, okay, buddy, have fun with that.
I'm thinking if I called the cops and say, hey, there's this person driving recklessly down the 5 freeway, here's their license plate. At least maybe there's a chance they'd like pull them over and then.
I don't even think that.
Like, no?
Yeah.
I think if you want the license plate, it's purely if you're going to like file a police report and then use that to try to compel your insurance. Because that happened to me and I had the license plate and it didn't do anything.
Yeah. Look, I've called. Remember, I saw a drunk driver hit in on the freeway at like had to have been like 4 or 5 a.m. Just speeds past me, 100 miles per hour. Didn't sideswipe me, thank goodness. But goes right. Just veers right for this person's in the very left lane and then just goes right through all 4 or 5 lanes and just hits a street post to where the street post just falls and blocks the entire freeway. This light just falls and every car had to stop. And some old lady spun out because she got – and then I saw the drunk driver. It was a girl, and she was obviously drunk because I went to her car. I'm like, are you okay? And she just looks at me, and she's like wasted. And she like – and she's just jamming her car into the pole and like inching it forward and then just speeds away once there's an opening.
Later.
And I got the license. I got the make and model. I called 911 because this lady too, this old lady couldn't get out of her car. And they're just like, where are you right now? I'm on the freeway. Are you outside your car? Yeah, get back in your car and we'll send some people out there. But there's a don't worry about it. Do you want to know the make and model? We're good.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even want to know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they didn't care. And then people
never
just,
a better time to drive drunk in Los Angeles.
No. Yeah, so it was. Yeah, I don't know how far they really can go to do this, but I mean, I still suggest obviously calling 911 if people are in danger. But yeah, they didn't care at that time. Maybe there's really. I don't know.
It's just one of those situations where unfortunately you're just gonna have to take the L. That sucks.
I felt like I was really making a difference there
just to
too.
Just
defeating.
Just to try and cheer me up, my mom was like, that could have been a lot worse. Like, if that person didn't sideswipe the end of it, you were going 60 and he was going 90, like, that could have been a really bad accident.
You know, stuff like this will happen.
You know what? That's true. It could have been really fucking bad.
Are you a religious guy, Kalen?
No.
Okay.
Maybe a little spiritual,
you like a little
but not religious.
Yeah. Something I would sometimes mutter to myself every once in a while. I was just like, I'll let God handle this.
Yeah.
as a speed off or whatever, like, it's just like, okay, I can't.
Yep.
Just like,
so now
like,
we know
or if I really,
really,
if I really,
really
don't
do want to
deal with
situation.
It myself, just like, ah, just let God handle it. and then I leave. And I just go about my life.
That doesn't really help Kalen. His karma got hit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. You know. Ew.
But look, I mean, it sucks. And that there are things that are going to happen that just you can't help. And it sucks. Talk to the guy who got his catalytic converter stolen or all his stuff stolen. And remember my stuff got stolen out of a car?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there's only so much you could do, man.
That was right before your Italy trip, right?
Yeah, I did go to Italy.
Oh, okay.
It was amazing.
Wait, when did you do that?
Oh, my God. I went for my honeymoon after I got married.
Did you have
any?
I moved. I left.
No, you were here.
Oh, I was there for those stories.
You were here for these stories, yeah.
Oh, right.
I know. I don't talk about that.
I feel
much.
Like there was like a food segment that you took over and then you just started talking about not even fucking museums. That's what it was. Right.
Yeah, eat with your eyes.
Yeah, it was museums, Matt.
That's so good.
I'm sure there's a painting of fruit or something in one of them.
There's gotta be.
All right, well, Kalen, let's cheer you up a little bit because he has an announcement to make.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hold on.
An announcement.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I was at his house for Thanksgiving. We were all over there. We celebrate at his residence, and we're you know, of course, I'm getting ready for to show his kids my new tricks. I've been taking off my thumb,
right?
And they love it.
Show them the one where you disappeared from the freeway and just left a playing card in your
space. They're not ready for that one yet, but they'll know.
That's
they'll
middle school.
Yeah. But then I was talking to Caleb about his quarters. Yeah. And Kalen,
you were talking to quarters about his quarters.
Yeah, yeah. I was, and Kalen. I mean, I don't mean to talk out of school here, but he was in his cups.
Oh,
he was definitely in his cups that night.
As well, you should be on Thanksgiving.
I admittedly don't really drink that much anymore. When I do, I've actually switched over to wine. But it was Thanksgiving. I was like, fuck it.
It was wonderful.
And me and Chris hung out all night long, and I don't really remember anything we talked about. I had no fucking
idea. We hung out for 5 minutes.
He wanted me to be.
Sounds like you talked about quarters.
Yeah. Well, so Kalen is just excited. I got a new quarter. Now, I didn't ask him how we got it.
Do we have a theme song yet?
Because we're gonna be doing this like another 46 times.
Yeah. Kalen's quarter corner. Someone's got to write something.
It's interesting, Kalen. My 3-year-old said the same thing to me the other day. I was like, oh, that's great, buddy.
Yeah. So, Kalen,
you find a quarter?
Can you give us a quarter update?
Yeah, I got another quarter.
Oh my god! Really, man? I built it up, and that's
you built it up.
We got to guess the state. We got to.
Oh,
I gotta go get it now.
You gotta go get it. My gosh, man. Is this your first time podcasting?
This is gonna
show off your wealth.
This is going to get easier every time because there's only 45 options.
I can't remember the other ones that he already has, though.
I know.
Again, it is someone keeping track of the states that he already has? Because he could probably say California 50 weeks in a row.
I believe him. I love how our AI guy just like finally built out his whole mod. It's like, finally, it's finished and we don't care anymore. It's like, is somebody quarters. Keeping track of quarters. Caleb's quarters?
So, again, can we go around and guess the state?
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have to.
Oh, actually, I do. I know the state. I know the state.
You know. Yeah. Oh, you guys talked at length about it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, it was a big part of our night.
Well, fuck it.
Well,
Let's just jump
to
it.
Because I'm not – I don't remember.
He's literally looking at it, and doesn't know what
I'm
going to
guess Minnesota because it's a weird guess.
Oh, that's pretty good. I just – for some reason, I keep thinking Montana. I feel like that's going to be really tough to find, but maybe he'll knock it out early.
I think it's this one.
Louisiana.
Kalen?
What do we got?
I believe it's Illinois.
You believe?
Right, that's a new one.
Oh, I thought it was Massachusetts. Is that what he announced last time?
That was what he announced last time.
Okay, then it's probably Illinois. Hey, Illinois!
All right.
Shout out to Illinois.
Part of
the theme song needs to include like a shout off listing of all the different states that he has.
Yeah,
so that
Garrett,
by the time we're
Garrett
done with
a
the
new
theme,
file every time
now,
we do
we
the
know
bit.
What it is.
That's right.
Matt's just saying this out loud so we can go back and listen like an audio note, right? Because there's no way
eventually
anyone but him is making this song.
Yeah, has a podcast ever been 60% theme song? Because we're getting close to that.
We're getting there.
Yeah.
Dave's of Thunder might very well have.
What common denominator is there?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's right. Well, anyways, congrats on Illinois, Kalen, and I think that'll cheer you up, right? If you're ever worried about your car, just take a look at your new quarter, buddy.
Yeah, I could just show them the Illinois coin. Be like, is this going to cover it? Huh? Well, too bad.
Too bad. Yeah. This is not for sale. Well, anyway, I want to hear about your guys' Thanksgivings because, as we said, Kalen and I, we had a grand old time with the family. That's where all the families get together and like all of Jen's like mom's side. And I've been going there for a few years. I still laugh about how when Kalen first started dating Amy and I'm like, oh, well, great. And then, they're pregnant. And I was like, oh, well, Kalen, looks like you're going to be coming to my Thanksgivings. And he looked at me, he's like, no, looks like you're coming to my Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
And that was his response. And every time I go now, I think I'm going to Kalen's Thanksgiving.
Dominance was asserted.
You want to talk about dominance being asserted? Kalen got his own stuffing.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
He had a personal portion of stuffing.
Like, was
made
it
for him.
A labeled bowl?
It was a saucepan.
Well,
it was a whole saucepan.
Okay.
And did I have a bite?
Did you?
You certainly wanted to.
I did want some.
I bet you did.
I did not have a bite.
Well,
I didn't get a bite.
You said he was in his cups. I'm not blaming him.
He was hoarding that.
I didn't even finish it all. There was for you. We were sitting on opposite ends of a giant ass table.
That was we couldn't really talk during the dinner because we'd be yelling to each other.
Kaylin, they made you sit at the kids' table with Chris? Come on.
No, I'll let it. It was fine. It was fine.
Thank you.
I like kids' table jokes. They're kind of funny. it was a good night though. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We drank plenty.
Nice.
Yeah, and
it was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. But I want to hear about your guys, especially Matt, who had his first Thanksgiving away from home.
Yeah, I had Friendsgiving.
Oh, you had a Friendsgiving. Is that going to be your Chez Fond du Lait?
It is. We can get to it if you want.
It's still Thanksgiving though.
Well, before we get to it, I want to hear it. Let's hear it. Let's go to Gary and Doss first.
Sure.
Dude, I had a great Thanksgiving. It was super traditional, small, probably the smallest one my family's done in quite a while, but it was just my
No, Matt, I wasn't there.
We just kicked it and had dinner. It was great.
Did you the turkey of course was there?
There was turkey, there was honey baked ham.
Controversial opinion for me now, but is the ham better than the turkey?
I'll tell you, I haven't had turkey in about a year and a half.
And I'm sorry to FTL, but look, if you deep fry turkey, yeah, the turkey's awesome. But can you deep fry ham? Is that a thing?
You can.
Interesting.
Is that a thing? How would that be bad? I really, and ham tastes better the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, next day turkey is just like...
Deep-fried ham sounds pretty fucking good.
Doesn't it?
It really does. Guys,
are we on to something here? FTL, get back over here.
Get a hawk. Just get a fucking ham hawk.
No, FHL.
FHL, yeah.
Fucking...
I got the name.
That's
it. D-Fram.
Oh, I'm in. Yeah, a D-Fram.
Yeah, but I did not have any turkey this year. I stuck to exclusively the ham, and I went back for seconds. It was so good.
Yeah. Oh, next day I made a ham sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A hamwich? Come on.
Matt, just come up with new food words all the time. Yeah,
come on.
I feel bad. I should have known that. Yeah. I'm just as upset with me as Matt is.
A D-Fram. Yeah. Just so we didn't have to say deep fried ham.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's
saving that one syllable. Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate
it. Save room. You're going to need the room.
I appreciate the economy
of
words.
The food you're about to enjoy.
Yes. Well done. A D-Fram.
Brevity is a soul of wit.
Yeah. Indeed. Except we still need something witty.
And
I mean, brevity is brevity.
Yeah, it's brevity.
At its worst, it's brevity.
You're saying, yeah. What, D-Fram is witty?
I
will
take
long
brevity.
Word for what it means.
I'll take brevity over wit any day.
Well, Doss,
yeah.
you got to go up north.
Yeah, that family's giving.
Family's giving.
It's Matt had a Friendsgiving.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, mom cooked the turkey, stuffed the bird. Fucking
did you have your own stuffing reserved?
No, we all have our own. It's called mom's.
And you legitimately stuffed the bird with it?
Oh yeah, she always stuffs the bird.
Yeah.
And then that's the best part about when you got to baste the turkey, yeah. Bird, you know, that stuffing sticking out of the turkey. That's the prime grabbins.
Look, I'm all about that. I would love it because I want all the juices of the turkey just going right
that's
into
the
that,
best. That's
right
the
into
best,
that stuffing. Look, I mean, traditionally that's what you do, but more often than not, I just see stuffing made separately. Maybe sometimes we'll use the turkey juice and throw it in there. Same thing with the gravy. It's like, how often is gravy made out of the turkey juices?
Mm-hmm.
All the time?
In my house, all the time.
My house,
but
yeah.
Turkey's once a year.
Ah, yeah. So
yeah.
You used every part of the turkey. But right. Okay, so.
And it was just me and my mom, my dad, and my brother for the first time since high school.
Yeah?
Wow. That must have been fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and how about the gravy giver?
We did have the gravy giver conversation. We did.
Even when we zoomed
in the my brother's wife and kids from Texas, we had the gravy giver conversation. Tracy brought it up. She said, you guys talk about the gravy giver.
It's not Thanksgiving until you do.
I said, Tracy, we have a new name. It's the gravy gadget. And the whole family agreed.
Oh.
So good job, Gary.
Did you settle?
Nice. But however, that doesn't mean we're going to call it that.
No, it's fine.
It's still going to be the gravy giver.
Yeah.
According to my brother.
until the end of time. So yeah, it was cool. It was nice. It was good to see the family.
You understand this means
to be
now,
home tired as fuck.
Yeah.
Gary, you can now trademark Gary's gravy gadget. TM.
Right.
And start your own business here. Because you got the idea.
I'm way ahead of you.
You could.
All right. Should have thought better than to question Gary Ghost.
Yeah, exactly. He's one step ahead all the time. All right. Well, Matt, why don't we get into some Chez Fond du Lac and hear about your TG?
Oh, no.
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the FG menu?
Yeah.
By the way, is Friendsgiving just like the laziest word?
Yes,
like,
it's
word
stupid.
Combining. I mean, Matt loves it, I bet. Not since Hamwich.
Not since D-Fram.
Yeah, Friendsgiving doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, it should just be Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Because it can still be Thanksgiving with friends. I've had non-family members at my Thanksgiving probably almost every year since I was born.
Yeah.
It doesn't not make it Thanksgiving.
Not many things bother me. But that's one of them.
I got to say, I always had Thanksgiving, like Dawson is talking about. This is my first time not doing it. And so I guess I just didn't know how else to categorize it. And
Thanksgiving
I agree.
With my friends.
Yeah. Prior to that, I too cringed at the very phrase. And yet I found myself saying it. And I apologize.
Well, just get yourself a D-Fram.
Yeah, I should. So my wife and I had a choice this year what we were going to do for Thanksgiving. I actually said, let's just go out to dinner. Like, let's go have a great, you know, we'll find a place like a restaurant that does like a fancy Thanksgiving meal. There's a bunch of them around here that would do that. And let's just, you know, avoid doing a potluck kind of thing where, you know, the food's not going to be that great. But then we got invited to a friend's house and we just thought, you know what, let's just be social. That's the better thing to do. We can go out, you know, another time. So we ended up at a house party that had, I would say, probably like five or six adults and four kids. That was roughly the size of the party. Most of the people I have known just since we've lived out here. So it was a really good group. But as predicted, the potluck food arrangement is always just a mixed bag. And on Thanksgiving of all days, like you really just are hoping that every part of the meal is great. But spoiler alert, that's not what happened this year. So somebody in charge of the starters made like these little turkey cheese pastries, these ham and cheese pastries with like peppers and onions.
That sounds incredible. That was good.
I'm
liking that.
I need a few of those.
And, you know, my buddy whose house it is, he's got these huge cast iron skillets and he's got these beautiful looking steaks, and I mean, I'm telling you, the kitchen smelled like a Teppan restaurant, just the sizzle and so much butter. The steak was absolutely incredible. Not what you would normally have on Thanksgiving, but I'm okay for the untraditional.
Yeah, they slice, so they just sliced it up and you just grab a few pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like fried that. Up some roasted like some potatoes like and stuff. That was pretty good too. And I'm seeing that they have these bread bowls. Like somebody took the time to buy bread bowls and slice the tops off, and I'm thinking, oh man, we're gonna have some like turkey chili or something. This is gonna be dope. Well, they made fish soup. And I'm just going to let that sit there with a fucking thud for
I'm waiting for the, I'm waiting for the weird part. Yeah.
Chris is stoked. I am fucking offended. And
so I don't know how I feel about it.
What kind of fish soup? Topino, sinigang? What are we looking at?
I don't know.
My friend and his girlfriend recently went to Iceland. And they had an incredible trip.
Oh, sorry. Sharing culture.
Yeah, I don't think I'm in
all
anymore.
They did was like eat fish and like, you know, cod, like not exciting fish, but they had this thing that they tried to recreate and it did not come out well. And I think they were a little embarrassed about it too. We were sitting directly across from the host.
Well, they should be. Don't try to fucking recreate something for Thanksgiving. Go fuck yourself. Unless it's like your mom's casserole. Like, no, don't try to recreate Icelandic fish soup in a bread bowl.
I did it once. Yeah, my
bread bowl, that was the killer. It was so exciting, and then you couldn't even really eat the bread bowl. Like, the bread itself was fucked over, too.
I just to confirm, you did try it.
Oh, yeah. No, I was sitting across the table.
Describe the flavor.
Fishy.
Like, describe broth. Was it all broth? Were there chunks of fish? Was it
thick? Chunks of fish. Chunks
stew,
of fish.
You know, what
it was kind of, I think, brothy. It was trying to be like a thicker. It was not brothy. It was more like a thicker texture. I think in an ideal world, it would have been like a really nice, like creamy,
like a chowder
soup. Yeah, like a chowder kind of. But it just, you know, I think the stock or whatever they started with didn't have enough flavor. And then the fish itself, you know, I don't know in your guys' experience, but if you're going to buy fish just from the supermarket, I generally like you have to cook it that night. Like some people go to the supermarket and buy fish. Maybe you'll have it the next day, or shrimp or something like that.
Just give me some of that sweet, sweet raw fish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you, me. But you're just, to me, you got to cook it that day. And I don't know if they went out on Thanksgiving morning to buy that fish. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But they bought a whole fish where they're like, it was like a bones and stuff, like a fish head in there, maybe?
I actually didn't see that. Oh. I didn't see a fish head. I didn't see a fish head.
Oh, then, yeah, no flavor.
Well, now we get to the dessert. Mm. And that was like an international buffet. Is probably the best way to describe
Epcot
it.
Center.
I told you that we made some tarts. We made some pear tarts, and I still insisted on bringing a pumpkin pie. I felt very bad upstaging the dessert that we brought. Ooh. But in my opinion, I was like, it's fucking Thanksgiving. There has to be a pumpkin pie.
Sure.
So I brought the pumpkin pie. That's okay. We also brought some pear tarts. There was like a Japanese cheesecake. There was a Tres Leches cake.
Oh, too much dessert.
It was crazy. Like, we really should have had more sides and things like that, you know? But again, the whole point of Thanksgiving with friends is spending the time with friends. And, you know, everybody, they did a little thing. Everyone like lit a candle and talked about what they were thankful for. It was really, really nice.
What'd you say?
The cow goes.
Yeah. What'd you say? Let's just recreate. Okay. They're at dinner. They just finished their second helping of fish soup.
Hold on. Let me get the mood here.
Someone hands Matt a candle of the Virgin Mary.
Yes, it is. Is it a votive candle? Yes. Is it shaped like her out of wax?
That's votive. Okay. Come on, it's traditional.
Right, I think I said that I was thankful to my wife, although I didn't say
that's
it that
the
way.
Only correct answer. That is the only correct answer.
And I also said that I was really thankful for having met such great friends after only being here for such a short period of time.
Mm.
Oh, it was very nice. Yeah. That is that's really sweet.
Nice. Hey, he's thankful that he replaces.
You aren't thankful.
Oh, that's fantastic, actually, guys.
On that note,
fish stew.
I'm glad you said something, Gary, because there was one more highlight to my Thanksgiving, and that is a phone call I received from one Gary Smith. Uh-oh. You called to wish me a happy Thanksgiving.
That's why I was busy when I
and
called.
We had a wonderful conversation. Yeah. We hung up, and I just had a big smile on my face. I thought, never going to replace that one. Never going to replace that one.
Just looked around and the room.
Damn it, I knew those fish soup people were Filipino.
And that's what's on the menu.
Hey, that was one. It sounds like you had a really, really nice Thanksgiving with friends. Kalen, when we did his at his house, you know, I always laugh because a few years ago, Kalen's like, we're sitting at the table, and you know, he's still kind of new. He's like, are we going to do the thing where we go around? And he was leading the way. Like, can we do the thing where we go around and say what we're thankful for? So before the dinner started, we're walking to the table. I go, Kalen, you doing it again? It's like,
think
oh, yeah.
That's how it went, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Oh, Chris is like,
Kalen's like, it's going down, man. It's
and he's like, he looks
down
at me. He grabs me by the collar and he's like,
but what are you thankful for?
He grabs me by the collar and he's like,
what are you thankful for?
Hey, when I go, when it's my turn, I'm going to drop a bomb. Just, I have a banger of a thank you. And then he pushes me up. He pushes me into the lockers. Somebody, I don't know why you have lockers at your house, dude, but you threw me into the lockers.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. I've seen Kalen, like, before a stand-up show, he would get amped up.
Yeah.
He'd be like, come here, I'm doing my set for you.
Yeah.
He'd push people out of the way.
Yeah, shadow boxing and stuff. So, but yeah, Kalen went, and he was like, he's like, oh, and he was catering to this audience, too. My gosh, he was with his family there and all the aunts, and it's like, I'm grateful.
My mom was in town.
His mom was in town from across the pond, and he looks at everybody and he just goes, I'm thankful for all the women in my life. It was beautiful though. And he really
looked at you and went, fuck off, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chris may have exaggerated a tad, but there was a moment where he's like, what are you gonna say? And I was like, don't worry, I got it.
I got one.
Same thing. Did I not say that?
Yeah, it's essentially the same thing without the lockers.
Yeah.
You did flick your cigarette in slow motion, like back into the kitchen towards the oven, right?
Yeah.
That was my stuffing.
Walked away from the explosion.
Poured your wine glass into your plate.
No, it was great, man. And then it went around to me, and I'm like, well, I can't follow that.
Yeah. Right.
You can't say that you're thankful for the women in your life? Jesus Christ.
Well, it's just going to sound like I'm riding those coattails.
You blew it.
It sounds like I'm riding his coattails.
I, too, am thankful for the women in Kaylin's life. Yeah.
Ah, perfect.
Ah, I should have done that.
That's not a good answer.
No?
Don't do that.
Yep.
You should say you're thankful for all the men in your life.
I got a big applause. I still got a big applause with mine.
Did you?
Yeah. I said I'm thankful for
a big applause.
Yeah. Because I did a little dance after. I played a little song. I said I'm thankful for officially being an official part of this family because I just got married this year.
Yeah.
Right. And
you got married?
I went to Italy.
Wow.
Went over Gangbusters. Yeah.
And you know, great.
You went to GameStop?
I went to Italy. Just like in White Lotus. Come on. Right, so in Italy. I've been watching. Yeah. I watched the last two episodes. Wow.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Okay. Woo! That
you
last
one. You dare.
Woo! Gary knows.
Oh, yeah.
I said I'm officially part of the family. It was really nice. There's like what 30 people there or something.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah.
And then Jen's after me, and she's like looking at me, and she's like, "That's all you got?"
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. She mouthed that to me, and then she grabs me by the collar, and she's like, "Let me show you how it's done," and just throws me back into the lockers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got to stop hanging by these lockers.
What am I doing in front of these lockers?
At least they were closed.
Yeah. And then Jen's
you catch a corner of an open locker.
Yeah. Dude, those corners hurt. Especially the part of, like, the meaty part of my back.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I'm kind of used to it now. They have, like, Chris Dents in them. Because Kaylin really, really tosses me in there. He locks me in him. All that
Chris
stuff. You want to know how he gets his quarters? He turns me upside down and just shakes me.
Mm. You know I don't steal the quarters.
That's right. He leaves them there. He's like, I can't take them. I wish I did have Nevada, but can't take it. And then so Jen goes, and Jen's like, well, it was kind of bittersweet because her aunt recently passed. Everyone's really thinking that she wasn't there. And then Jen says, also, I'm very thankful because I'm expecting a baby boy in May. And the crowd just goes nuts, right, Kaylin? Isn't it just
a party?
Yeah, it's a party. It's just, you can't even hear yourself think. And then,
it was
Jen,
a bomb.
And Jen drops the mic, tosses me in
the
lockers.
Drops the bomb.
Yeah, and that was it.
So are you being serious?
Congratulations, bro.
Oh, totally serious.
Congratulations, dude.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I know. Cam was like, how are you going to do it? And I'm like, I'll tell it. I guess I was going to wait till the end, but we're doing this. And I was like, I'll just tell what Jen did. And I don't have to deal with it.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. But anyway, that's the big bomb. And Jen's like, your mine's better than yours. And I'm like, yeah, it was all right. And then so I got in my car and I sped off and turned 180.
I thought mine was good. No.
Dude.
I mean, that totally buries, that buries my good news. Kaylin, I reached into my pocket. And I'm gonna start collecting quarters too, but only the ones with the eagle on them. I'm done.
That's it.
Dawson got an eagle. Complete.
We should get
my
Dawson
set's complete.
Dawson a booklet with just one hole.
Yep.
There you go.
And that'll be his.
Shit, dude.
Yeah. Well, I knew Jen was gonna say that.
Thanks for taking the air out of my thing. What the fuck, dude?
There's some lockers in the back. I'll toss you into them. So I knew Jen was gonna say that. So when Cam was like telling me how what a banger he has for a thank, I'm like, dude,
wow.
You better hope you go first.
You're
gonna get bodied. Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. And like the best was I had to. So we did the announcement with all the families in Thanksgiving, and every morning Jen's dad's side gets together, but Jen had to work. What are you doing?
Sharing the
tweeting.
I didn't tweet. I didn't tweet it, but I know someone who's going to be very pissed that they didn't find out even sooner. So.
Wow. Then that.
Producer LL, huh?
No. She'll find out.
Yeah. So it's the turkey trot. Jen's dad's side does this thing called the turkey trot where they go out and they walk around the block. And this is the 36th annual turkey trot. Now, when Jen and I started dating, the Wednesday, typically out here and probably everywhere, right? The Wednesday before Thanksgiving is like a rager night because everyone comes home, everyone goes out to whatever bar, and you reconnect with all your friends from high school or, you know, you call it whatever, you grow up, and you just all your hometown friends.
Yeah.
And you see them and everyone just gets drunk. And we partook in that too. So when Jen and I started dating, we both did that. And then I remember we ended up at Mikey's house and Jen's like shaking me, waking me up like, Chris, we're hungover as hell. And she's like, you got to take me to my aunt's house. I don't know why she has a Batman voice right now, but it was early. Yeah. You have to take in my aunt's house.
You now have my permission to die.
Yeah, I was Bane.
Yes.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, I can't miss the turkey trot. I go every year. I'm like, what the hell is a turkey trot? So me, super hungover, had to drive her super hungover to her family's like turkey trot. And that's how I finally found out about this thing. And now I've been going for the last few years. But caveat, Jen works at a hospital. Hospitals, for some reason, do not close on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, for some reason.
It's
so weird.
Like one of the few places. It's annoying. But so she had to work this Thanksgiving, so she couldn't make the turkey trot, but I could. And she looks at me, and this is my first time ever going without her. And she's like, you're going to have to tell the family. You're going to tell my dad's side. And I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, you got to tell everybody there. And there's probably just as many, if not more people at this party, Caitlin. So yeah. So, the way I did it was, we take a big group picture. And then I stopped as everyone dispersed. I went, wait, let's send a video to Jen and let's...
And then you dressed up as a baby.
I dressed up as a baby and like, look.
Oh, Matt's not that much. God damn it. Thank you, Caitlin, but Matt's really the one who gets a kick out of those.
Oh, I'm so bummed Matt missed it. But yeah, and then I just told them like there, and I got a video of it, which is pretty great too.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so I wish her a happy Thanksgiving, and also can't wait to meet your baby boy in May, and then everyone just went nuts, and it's all out there, man.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, we all.
Congrats.
Thank you.
First boy,
you'll be a good dad.
First boy in the squad,
dude. Yeah, everyone has girls. So
I know.
Yeah. Well, you don't. But
no, yeah, real fathers.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding.
Well, hey, but that means I'm not going to be a jerk.
Hey, that's,
right? Or I'm not.
No,
I'm
that
not
means a, you haven't been shitty to women. See, theory confirmed, Caitlin.
Yeah, totally.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up again. Anyway, it's exciting. I don't really know what to expect, obviously, but I mean, you know, my friends have kids, and it's
you're gonna be a great dad, dude.
Oh, thanks.
There's nothing to.
We're just excited. We're very excited.
Yes, you should be, and we're excited for you. That's the best news ever. And
thanks, man.
Good job. Hey. I like that. Ah. I did not see that coming.
That was the point. No, and neither did the people at the table. Oh, wait. We got to pop.
I'm celebrating.
Yeah.
A club!
All right. But let's move on with the show. I don't mean to make it all about me here. So why don't we do some flicking the bean?
All right.
We all want to know one thing. Your opinion's what we need.
We need.
So Caitlin, get on that mic.
That mic. And flick the bean.
Oh, Caitlin, flick the bean.
Respect all women.
Oh, yeah, Caitlin, prep yourself. Now, I know this isn't for Knives Out 2.
It's not.
Because you and I made plans.
That's not what it's called.
Hey, by the way.
Stop calling it that.
Caitlin, once again, in his cups, he's like, hey, Knives Out 2, me and you, buddy. Let's do it. Let's ride into the horizon, watch Knives Out 2. I'm like, when do you want to do
it? We may never make it back.
Yeah, that's the vibe he was giving me. And he goes, let's go.
I wasn't in my cups because I remember this way differently.
Yeah, well, yeah. He wanted to watch it next day.
Black Friday?
By the way.
Did I pitch next day?
Yeah, that was next day, dude. Black Friday's next day.
Well, I knew I pitched it.
But you got to see it Black Friday, man.
Yeah. And by the way, and I argued with you, Caitlin. This is how I know, because I argued, Caitlin, the theater that we go to is at a mall. And you want us to go? You want us to go to a mall on Black Friday? But then Caitlin's like, yeah, you know, I'll get tickets. I'll hit you up. And that was the last time I talked to Caitlin.
Until just now.
Yeah, till today.
I don't remember anything after that. I'm sorry. It just sent me into overdrive at that point.
Sure.
Now, I got home yesterday after my very long day and my car getting hit, and I had nothing. And I knew we were doing the show today, And I was like, shit, I have nothing to watch. I
and mean, then you got sideswiped.
But I'm in the middle of, you know, I'm in the middle of a few shows right now. So I'm like, I got fucking nothing. I got to start looking. So I went to this trusty Stars app that you kept talking about.
And found,
and I found Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah, so like, Kalen, I've been telling him to get on this Stars for a minute, right? And he's like, I don't want to see Stars. And then he finally checks out Stars, and he texts me, "Hey, checked out Stars. Not bad.
It's a sleeper.
It's a sleeper. Yeah. There's some good.
I think Stars might be the Sony app." Because movies like Spider-Man and I think that Nicolas Cage one, like, they take so long to come to a digital streaming service, and then they usually end up popping up on Stars. Oh, interesting.
That would make sense.
What I've kind of noticed.
That's what I was going to say, because I was close to seeing this in the theaters. It came out in November last year, and I was close to seeing it in the theaters. I was like, hey, I might as well just wait a month or two before it comes on streaming, and I just have not seen it anywhere, and so I just kind of forgot about it. And then I saw it on the I was like, oh, fuck yeah, Ghostbusters Afterlife.
I'm excited. I've seen this. I saw it on a plane.
Yeah, of course you did. Has anyone else? Pretty much every movie you see these days is on a plane, especially the ones you shouldn't be watching on a plane. Yeah. But this one is not quite as egregious as some of the other ones. It's written and directed by Jason Reitman, of course, the son of Ivan Reitman, who also did Juno and Thank You for Smoking. I didn't know that.
Those are very good movies.
Yeah, they're solid. And Thank You for Smoking was his first movie, too. The Ghostbusters stars Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard.
From Stranger Things.
From Stranger Things. And, McKenna Grace. It's unbelievable how many amount of credits this 16-year-old has, but you might have seen her in like a very popular meme where it's like, this girl plays the younger version of everybody in Hollywood, and it's like the younger Tonya Harding and the younger Captain Marvel. It's like whenever...
Oh, they use the same girl for a lot of those, huh?
That's the girl. That's the girl.
She's
from
good,
that
then.
Meme.
So. Yeah, shapeshifter.
Yeah. The movie's 2 hours and four minutes.
Shapeshift or two, right?
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay. You're a young
Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung.
Yeah,
that's all. She just goes
exactly.
Boom.
Yeah. The movie cost $75 million and made $204 million.
Did you recognize who played the mom?
No.
Oh, she's in that show, The Leftovers.
Oh, why don't The Leftovers?
The only leftovers Kalen cares about is Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
This show, The Leftovers, was like, what is it, two, maybe three seasons
three
on
seasons.
HBO? And the first season was like, okay, it's like, what, people just disappear, right? Like, that's the whole premise. People just disappear.
Oh, my God.
And the first season's like super average, but apparently the second season's really fucking good. And for as long as I've known Chris, he's been like, fucking Leftovers season two, give it another chance.
Like, I've been trying to get you back on Leftovers, dude. Give it a chance.
Yeah.
Mr. I don't know what to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I got
Leftovers.
You.
It's got a 63% with the critics and a 94% with the audience. And so this is not a remake. It's a continuation of the story. This one's about a single mother and her two kids who move to a small town where they begin to discover their connection to the original Ghostbusters. And I would say, you know, I'm a fan of the original Ghostbusters, but not like I think a lot of other people are.
I see you looking at me.
You're a little young.
Yeah, I've seen it multiple times. Like, I really like the Ghostbusters, but again, it's, you know, a cultural phenomenon to a certain generation.
Absolutely.
So I'm not that big of a fan, but of course I'm a fan. I've also seen the second one a couple times.
Were you ever a Ghostbuster for Halloween, Kalen?
No, I was never a Ghostbuster for Halloween.
Matt?
Fuck yeah.
Gary?
I was a Ghostbuster just because it was Wednesday. I had like a full-blown fucking brown jumpsuit that was custom sewed for me, and I had different name tags for all the different Ghostbusters.
Oh, dang. Wonderful. Yeah, I was a Ghostbuster for Halloween, too.
Yeah. Dude,
Dawson?
When I was in college,
every day
I
was
going
to the Ghostbusters Academy. We had to wear that shit.
Dawson was an actual Ghostbuster. Yeah. See?
All day.
Look who you're talking to, Kalen.
Yeah. Well, by the way, who here, Chris, has anyone else seen Afterlife?
No, yeah. I turned 12 and moved on.
I too waited for it to come onto digital. I really wanted to see it in theaters because of that 94%, and I thought I should really go see it, but I ended up waiting for it to be on digital demand. So, but yeah, I saw it.
But you don't, okay. Yeah, and so I never bothered with the female remake that they did. I think we're just
respect all women.
That one,
sexist of you, though, yeah.
But I think it was really bad.
Chris Pine was fantastic, from what I've seen.
He was good.
Yeah, the dude,
Chris Hemsworth.
The dude in the movie did great.
Yeah, and he didn't even say the right Chris.
Yeah, it was Chris wrong Hemsworth. Chris.
Oh my god!
But you know, Chris Pine would have been great in it too. Respect all Chris's.
Fine. Yeah.
So I Chris! Could be and probably am wrong about this, but I don't think that they.
But buckle up.
Yeah. I actually legitimately want to know. I don't think that they referenced the second Ghostbusters movie in Afterlife, because they referenced the first one a lot and the incident that took place in like 1984, but it appears as if they're just pretending like this Ghostbusters 2 didn't happen.
Oh, they Halloweened it.
And I haven't, again, I've only seen the second one a couple of times. I remember, you know, the guy in the painting and like the,
yeah,
the
I feel like there
slime
may have been
river,
like,
but I don't.
It may have been like a joke or a reference to the painting guy. I think there was just like a nod to it. I don't remember an overt reference to it either, but
I would just say a lot of the movie was about the first movie, and I didn't see anything that seemed to match up with the second one. So that's, I don't know. I was just kind of wondering if there were points in it that I missed. But I will say that this movie it's very cute and silly, and it's also really fun and really enjoyable. It, of course, is definitely, you have to watch the original Ghostbusters to watch this one. Otherwise, it's not going to be the same at all. So there's a couple of little plot holes, a couple of nitpicky things here and there.
Like ghosts.
Yeah, those ghosts aren't real.
It's more like the average people and their reactions to what would be ghosts and how, or their non-reactions, I would say.
Oh, they're reacting unrealistically?
They're reacting a little unrealistically.
To the ghosts.
That's how people do. Yeah.
And you know, again, it's stuff you can very easily look past for the sake of the new kind of resurgence in Ghostbusters. There were two things that if I had to criticize, one was the music. Now, a lot of times with these reboots or just the later continuations, they'll kind of either save the music for the end credits or do like a little twist on the music, make it a little slower.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, they did that with this one too. They saved it for the end. And I wanted the fucking Ghostbusters music when they're driving that car around. And I thought there was a great instance when it could have happened, but they didn't do it. They saved it for the end. And I was like, well, fuck. I wanted the Ghostbusters music to be a little
bit more. You wanted the 1980s version, not the like Jr. hip version of it that they made.
Yeah, I wanted them to be driving around in the car with the original right. Ghostbusters, the one that they play once the fucking credits start.
The whole time, Cannon didn't know who to call.
Yeah, exactly. He's confused the whole movie. Yeah. So it's not necessarily the music, but it was just the music placement. You could have played that
right,
song
earlier. Right. And like I said, a lot of movies will just save it for the end credits, and I'm kind of fine with that. But this one in particular, I was like, I wanted the music to go along with the action.
Yeah.
There it was just, you know,
would they play Anthrax?
Yeah, they played Anthrax.
Sweet. Anthrax.
You know, Matt sent me a list of Halloween songs to play at my Halloween show, and we played Ghostbusters off it. We looked and we played.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
we did. You guys tape that?
There might be video somewhere.
Come on, I want to see it.
Okay, I'll send it to you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't great or anything, we just learned it that day, but it was fine. People got what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have it here. Oh wait, no.
It's right there.
I want to see it.
Let's do the next show. I'll pull it up. But anyway, keep going. Okay. Oh, Kalen. Yeah. Sorry. Did you mention Paul Rudd?
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think about him?
In fact, Kalen said he was the star of the movie, which I found quite interesting considering he's like the fifth lead in it. But
he's the biggest name in it.
He's the biggest name.
He's the biggest name. I got to start with Paul Rudd.
Finn
Come on.
Wolfhart, whatever that kid's name is.
Yeah, Wolfhart.
Yeah, you don't know his name. Whatever that kid's name is, he's the lead. He's the star.
A huge star.
Fuck Ant-Man. Yeah.
Ant-Man. Yeah, okay.
So, and just the other thing that irked me a little bit was the ending. It ends very abruptly. There's usually, you know, like a denouement, as they call it, which is the moment after the climax in the movie. And this one...
Not just climax when you said denouement.
Oh,
what did you just say, Chris?
That pronunciation is great. So this, you know, the big ending happens and then the movie just fucking ends like right there. And I was like, yeah, I kind of wanted a little more closure than what you were giving
the diarrhea.
I wanted.
Okay. So wait, you're telling me as they were playing the song you wanted, you were saying, I wish they weren't playing this song right now.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying before. Yeah. I wanted them to be playing it when the fucking action was happening.
Right.
And then I thought a little bit extra would happen. And then, yeah, the song hits and then they hit you with the song. When that happened. And I was like, well, yeah, I kind of wanted a little extra, a little something else on there. But, you know, again, they're just kind of little nitpicky things. Still, I highly recommend it. It's very fun, sweet, silly, nostalgic, you know.
Oh.
You know, just like a Twinkie.
Oh.
I think it's nice the tie-in. Perfect.
when did this food thing start?
Oh, it was about 15 episodes ago. Yeah. Welcome.
Wow,
Dawson!
I gotta go to the roots of this and see where you went wrong.
Fucking food compared to actually like watching and writing movies. Trust me,
like a Twinkie. I get it. Now I understand the review.
Yeah, I will say this though: you all know that I do not like sweet things, and I don't particularly like Twinkies unless I am stoned, which I am not anymore these days. But when I did get high, I fucking loved a Twinkie. So I would say Ghostbusters Afterlife is like a Twinkie when you're stoned. Oh. Applicable 8.6 out of 10.
Ooh.
Now, Kalen, I have to ask, you compare it to a Twinkie, but do you also understand that in the spirit of Ghostbusters, you actually are doing a reference to the first film?
Yes,
okay,
I understand
good. I'm glad. Thank
that
you.
Is a lot of
I don't know if anyone in that room gets it, but I'm glad that you do. So
there's even a reference to that in the movie.
Yes. Kalen, were you just underhandedly trying to advise the audience to watch Twinkie. This movie high?
Well, I wouldn't fault them for it. It'll certainly still be fun. Yeah.
You should have said it was
get
like
high and watch Ghostbusters. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like a Stay Puffed marshmallow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the I'll just play it on the microphone here. I don't know. Hopefully this sounds okay. Huh?
Sounds great.
You get it?
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Good job.
Is that Mikey?
Yeah, Mikey and Will. See, we did it.
Please tell me the crowd started joining in.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Yeah, that's great.
Good job.
Yeah, so there you go.
Awesome.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah, we're gonna be playing that. We're playing that our next show on Christmas too. So yeah, it's a year long song now. All right, well, hey, nice job, Kalen. I might go back and watch Ghostbusters Afterlife again because I've been craving a Twinkie.
It's really fun.
Yeah. All right, you guys want to go around and get our plugs in GTFO because we got a whole other show that later this week on our Patreon page at patreon.com/watercooler. We can get more into what's going on with us. So. Why don't we go around the room and get our plugs in? I'll start on my right here. Mike Dawson, what do you suggest we check out?
Just be good to each other.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And I appreciate that. And I back that 100%. All right. All the way in Austin, Texas. Matt, what about you?
Well, I think I plug this every single year around this time. But
your Twitter? We know.
Just started their
10th
season
light fight shit.
Of the Great Christmas Light Fight. Fucking DVR that shit. If you are into Christmas nerddom the way that my family is, you will really enjoy it. And I will also say, in the spirit of Christmas, this is the time of giving. Give someone you know, preferably a child, a subscription to our Patreon, videotape yourself gifting it to them, and then send it in. Because we've done this for the last several years. It's become a tradition, and there's nothing funnier than watching somebody have absolutely no idea what they're being gifted.
Yeah, and it is the gift that keeps you giving. and now, Kaylin, what about you?
I would say sign up for our Patreon, where you get an extra dose of our show every week. And just another big congratulations to Chris.
Thanks, Kaylin. Dawson and Matt, we went by you guys already, and I had to get all the way to Kaylin for him to say something.
What do you recommend? What am I supposed to recommend?
Yeah. I was in my cups a bit, but I do remember one point where I was just talking to Chris about, you know what it's like when you're a dad and when you become a dad and this happens to you. And I realized, like, I saw myself from third person. I was like, and I stopped and went, I bet you're kind of getting this all the time now. People like explaining what it's like being a dad and how to be a dad these days. He's like, yeah, kind of. And I was like, all right, well, you know what?
Didn't stop you.
And that's when you said,
I appreciated it. Come on.
That's when you said, I found a quarter.
Yeah, but I did appreciate Kaylin dropping some knowledge that night, though. Yeah. It was nice talking to him. All right, thanks, buddy. And Gary, what about you?
I agree with Kaylin. I'd plug our Patreon, and congratulations again to Chris.
Thanks. Oh, you know, the best part is Kaylin's like, say goodbye to your time. And I was like, oh, great.
Well, I think we were on the subject of golf.
Yeah, and then I said,
well,
what about
you
golf?
You got it in while it lasted. Yeah. That's good.
And Kaylin just laughed for 10 seconds in my face when I mentioned golf.
We'll be okay.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, anyway, thanks again, everybody, for checking out this podcast, sharing it with a friend. And we will see you later this week for Patreon. We love you. And goodbye.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.